Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you very much. And to start, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I think I strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove with a lot of exclamation points.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Moving in the right direction.
In the right direction. Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden, president.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Yes, I approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our border, a southern border?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now for something a bit different. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Frankly, I'd have to know more about that. And frankly, I'd have to be sure that it was going to be spent on that.
As it stands right now with what you know, would you have the scale as well, if that helps? Would you strongly approve, would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'll somewhat approve, somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
I think the roads.
The roads. Thank you. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree it should be a felony.
And do you strongly agree or just somewhat?
I strongly agree.
And would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I don't really support any mandatory penalties, so I'd say no to that.
So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
How about I say somewhat oppose it?
Thank you. And now for something a bit different. Do you think that you and your family paid too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
About the right amount.
And now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Well, yeah, I'd favor them.
Do you strongly favor them or just somewhat?
I think I'd strongly favor them.
Thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
First of all, I think that's a false statement. That's an absolutely false statement. That is untrue. So I don't even know how to answer that question.
We still have the scale. Do you would you strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I'm still gonna say that I don't know how to answer the question because it's a false statement.
Okay,
so
that's
fine. Let's just
Thank you. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
That doesn't happen. That really doesn't happen that much. How about this? I favor everybody having health care if they need it. So there you go.
Do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Give me the question again.
Yes. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people?
Yep.
Strongly?
I favor it. I strongly favor it.
Thank you. Now for something a bit different. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Never.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Is it a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Not much of a problem.
And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I think I'm neutral on that.
Mm-hmm. We do have the scale. We want to know where you lean. Would you somewhat support it or somewhat oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Somewhat oppose it. Thank you. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I support it.
Strongly support it or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now for something a bit different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal disease who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
And if you had an incurable disease, if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
So we're talking about just the option here, right? That's the question says just the option too, right?
Would you want?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. abortion should be legal in most cases, abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
Abortion should be legal in most cases.
In most cases, thank you. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And now for the last few questions. Maryland tips workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
No.
And would you say you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I don't really want to answer that.
Since these are the only options that we have.
Why don't we say Independent? How about that?
Okay. Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant or like a Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
I guess you'd say Protestant.
Protestant, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.